Rishus Avimari, Volim by Sim Pei Zayin by Sevov. Chabad starts off with one group. Some of them are Vashel in Chamed Feryo or before in Mo'ushim. Some of them smoke something. The loch is Ein Loikin Love. So words Ein Loikin sounds like no Malkus, but there is an Isser. Question is Isser the Rabbonin, the Reis, the Sofik. So my mock from this Indian, the Beisheis being Zayin, it's Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is his question, what's the loch of these two things? It's a boy to the Ifshita. So Shal is, what do we get out of it? So come along, the question really is, we mentioned already in the first Chabura, the basic Shaila, is the lochus of Bas B'Cholob compared to the lochus of Shabbos? Is it the same exact thing or two different things? That means, come along over here, the going on the page, in the sense of the Pirchadosh, he says it's true, it's the boy to Ifshta and the Yishalmi, the Gemara Parakla Gadol, says by the case of Ishun, something that's smoked, the loch is, it's a case of the Raisa. And therefore, come along with the goin, and he brings down the pichodesh. He passes loch lemaisa. This case of smoked bos b'chol together, you'll even is the raisa, and pashes the organ of mechaber. You'll get a case of malchus over here. He's saying we'll learn out from the case of Shabbos to bos b'chol. We'll learn one from another. That's how the goin of pichodesh says. And therefore, who the organ of mechaber? I mean, this halach of isha and what's halacha? The goin of pichodesh says the case of the raisa. At Sheni, punk fakert, comes along with the levosh. The Yavis, they say over here, Ein Loikin Love is only in the Isser Drabonim. The only case of Drabonim. I was different than the case of Shabbos. Pretoria says to argue the Pichodosh, the Locha is there's no dimming one to another. Zichilik, but the case of Shabbos has to be Roy Lachilo, some Lech Machshabbos, also Torah. They could be high for it. Here it's a different concept. Here maybe need a case of Bishel, a case of a fire over here. There's no fire, it's only being smoked. There'll be a case of Drabonim. So therefore, what's the case of Ishoin? It'll be a case of Drabonim. Atzad HaShlishi, coming to the Pritar himself, and the Mabet, he says, it's a Safek, and therefore the Klal is Safek Deraisa. It's maybe like Shabbos, maybe not like Shabbos. And therefore the Aruch HaShulchan says, the case of Safek Deraisa. That means first, this case of Isha and what Halacha is, what comes out, Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Leikin Olav. Therefore, what is that? There are three options over here. Either the going to Prichodesh, the case of Deraisa, Mamish, Luchu, you'll get Malkus. Is the case Drabonon, that's Levosh and the Yavitz? What's the Sofik? Is the boy we don't know? That's the case of the Pretoria and the Mabit. Levosh ends up saying it's a Kabbalah. He writes, it's in the Drabonon, it's a Kabbalah that we have. Why Drabonon? Well, that was the case of. He has nothing more, he says it. He has a Kabbalah. We have a Kabbalah this way. Exact words are Kolmok of Osman, Abadam Shai, Kibla Zetam, sorry, not Kabbalah, Kibla Tam Zemizet. Kabbalah Tam of another, like Kavish, like Mlicha, like any Mlicha and Kavish Drabon, here also Drabon. Now they do point out by smoking, there's a case over here of smoke through cold heat and hot heat. The way I'm a Foshim are bringing it down, they're discussing a case that there's hot over here. That's the case of the Prechodesh Drisha bringing it down, and then, therefore there is a Charedeya, and they bring down that Echnam, a case of cold, about Samanat Torah. And when you smoke something that's cold, you can smoke things with cold heat or hot heat. Mitzias wise, you have this week here. But supposedly there are two ways of smoking something. And the case of where smoking it means dafka through hot heat and not through a case of cold heat. Now that's the first case over here, a mu'ushin. It says the second thing, a mu'ushin b'chamei tveria. You heat it up in chamei tveria. That means in the hot springs of tveria, you can heat up something. What's the loch in that case? Is it Drabonon or Deraiso? Or is some Drabonon, some Deraiso? What's the case over there? So let's go through all three shitas. According to the Goin, according to the Prechadosh, that they say the case is Deraiso by the case of Oshun, they compare it to Shabbos. What's Halacha in Shabbos, Chametverio? Chametverio is not Deraiso. Therefore, this Halacha, the second case, will be Drabonon. That means the two cases according to the Goin that to the Vayof, Oshun will be Deraiso, Chametverio will be the case Drabonon. According to those who say that a case of Mu'ushin is only Drabonon, Koshki in this case is Drabonon. According to those who say it's a case of a Sovik Deraiso, the Pretoyer, they say over here, who did a Sovik Deraiso? It could be even worse than Shabbos, I don't know. Why? Because the mice, there have a case worse than Shabbos. There you have, again, either Machmach Shabbos, or you can have a no right here that here a case could be worse than a case of Shabbos. Raised in the first Chabur, it could be a Kul and a Chumas that we've gotten versus a case of Shabbos. And therefore, the Pretoria writes, and the Mabit writes, Aruch HaShulchan says, this case is a Sovik Deraiso, it's worse than Shabbos. That means in these two Akimtas over here, the Mu'ushim of Vash Chamei Tverio, the Mamash said three options over here. Either one's Deraiso, one's Drabonon, or both Drabonon, or both are Sovik Deraisos. That's the first group. The second group that the Chava brings down. He brings down over here four different cases. He has a case of Mecholov, a case of Cholov Meso, a case of Cholov Zachar, and a case of Dam. Those four cases. Over here he says the loch is Potter v'ein loikin love. That means the Rashi did not say the word Potter. He says Potter v'ein loikin love. So the words of Potter, Hashus, means Potter aval Osir. Mice is Osir. Now what is Osir? The words of the Mechava Pashas go in the case of Bishul. Pashas is Bishul, without the Shach. And the most clear going in the case of Bishul. He writes over here, he says, Bein Achila Bein Bishul. That means we're discussing a case over here of Bishul. Again, the Mechava Yishlodim is only a case of the Ram over here. Now the thing is, since we're discussing an Isidri Abonon, and we're discussing a case of Bishul, is there an Isidri Bishul by things that are Dura Abonon? That means we have in the Ramah and Sif Aleph, the Ramah says, by the case of Malicha, by the case of Kovish, it's only Isra Abadon, transfer of Tam. Therefore, there is no Isra Bishul. No Isra Bishul, that's the cloud. No, that's true. And Bishul depends because you give a Vashal to write so. But the Be'etzim will come out that there'll be no Isra over here, and anything that's Dura Abadon should be no Isra Be'etzim. Over here, Lechura, the case over here is Dura Abadon, and the Pashto is saying this is Isra Bishul. Why is the case of Yehavah Isra Bishul? So some either want to say that's not Pshat the Mechaber, again, especially if you go with the Shach's mild case of Achil over here, but the simple understanding is Isra Bishul. So we have Kiva Eger, he brings down the Teres L'Moshe, and he wants to say that Yesh L'Chalik depends what the Etzem this Min over here is. This case of Mecholov, Etzem is Cholov, and therefore should be a case of a Cholov Deraisa, except we have a special Joshua to say the exception over here that this is not Nichol Geder Cholov. But the min be'etzem, what's coming from, the animal that's coming from, is cholov. The cholov meisa is coming be'etzem from the animal that's cholov. Masha enkeim, in the case of other, by case of a chaya, case of an oif, these things are be'etzem, not cases that are cholov. And therefore, for that reason, bishul meisa is mutter. So the reason to be machm over here by bishul, that means even though they're cloud by bishul, by drabal, the meisa is mutter, like chaya and oif. But in the case of a case over here by bishul, the meisa is going to ask you to work the min be'etzem is also. Now, Kivega brings it down, he ends off with Tzarachian. But the Maisa, that's how the swarming down with Tzarach Moshe, that's the swar to Machmer here. This is our flaw, another reason why to Machmer, we're talking about the Daik of Shuva, Tzarach Sugi Marasayin. Another reason, Marasayin over here. But again, we have one. We see a side over here that's not that simple to say that all Bishul are multiplied by the Abonans. We have a case over here that's the Abonans, the Maisa, the Bishul is Ulcer. Now, on the Tzad, the Bishul is also, again, the Pashas and Mechav of the Ramal.
It's
where it's not understood and
brought down before,
so it's down. Sorrow. That's why Kvegi does not understand the word correct. Even that floor says Bilosh Nefshur. Even he says Bilosh Nefshur. Now, on the Tzad, it's the Issa Bishul, the Pashas. What about the Sugar Vainor? Can we know from it? Because we know usually Bishul and No go hand in hand. Well, no, the Bilosh of the Shulman Arch is the Mevashul. I know it's not that way. So, best if you look up the Tveres Lamosha inside, he writes Bishul and Anah, same halacha. Bishul is also Anah, is also both of Adir Abonans. Instead of shading, the Swarm does not seem to bring it down the way. Chagur Shmuel, again, Chagur Shmuel is the Pirush on Lavosh, he's in the time of the Prim Godim. He writes, Yesh L'Chalek, to do an act of Bishul, an act to do something in the Chatchila, to go do something. The Sugya of Anah is discussing a case of B'dievet. Once it already happened, can you have Anah out of it? So to go do something, Chazal said it's the same man, L'mais will be Machmer. Once it's done away to ask him itself, no, Yeshalom will ask him itself the Sugivana. And therefore, come along the Chagur Shmuel, and that's how Paskin by the Yad Yudah, by the Shulchan brings it down this way. That the only case of Yimachm over here by these four Kimtas in the Mechaber is only negated to the Sugiv of Bishul, not negated to the Sugiv of Ano. Now, one of the cases over here is the case of Chol of Meso. What's Chol of Meso? The Shach explains. It's a case where the Meso Ba'atzmo, what's the case of Nishkato? Whether it's the case of Shechita, or there's a case in the Velo. No difference. Building upon that, come along with Kiveger, he discusses two points over here. One is a case of Cholav Ben Bekua, another case of Cholav Treifa. First, to get the case of Cholav Ben Bekua, first, the Metzius says, you have an animal, you do Shechita to it, there's a kid inside the animal, inside the stomach. The animal that comes out, it's alive, could be walking around, does not need Shechita. So the question now is that this animal is walking around, that you can eat it without shechita. The milk that comes out from that is nichol in the category of cholov shenishchato. And therefore, what is this milk? Is it milk in isidri abonon? Well, that is ulcer. Or is it isidri reisa? Now, if communicate be a case of anah, what's a locha of a ben bekua negated its milk? So there's numerous ways to negate this question. Kivayeg is getting involved in the sugya. It's really his aim. It can have a child. But the mice is a meat in Chol Shnishchata. What is it over here? And he goes back and forth. Again, a lot of raid, not really negate our sugya. But the main raid question that come out from this with Kivayeg, they see how he learns, what's the side of Chol Ben Bekor? What's the side of Ben Bekor per se? Is he said over here that he has Shchita or does not need Shchita? That means the Lomash of Chakim and Ben Baku is, since it was inside, the Torah does not say, do not need Shchita. Don't need Shchita, is not Chol Shnishchata. Does not need Shchita. Or do you say, no, it has Shchita, the mother had it, and therefore this thing itself has Shchita. And that's what Kivayeg seemed to be learning. He seemed to understand this is Chol Shnishchata.
That's
the question. I mean, the symbol of Sani Ben Makur is.
What is Chol Mesa? Chol Mesa is that dead.
Fine, but it's not
dead,
it's alive.
You don't need Shchit, then we don't get
Shchit. It's Reuelius aim. If it's Reuelius aim, he says the Mice is Reuelius aim. If they said over here, Chol Shnishchot or Mesa, what is the side of a Ben Makur? Is Ben Makur the Mice that there was Shchit over here? So fine, that's Chol Nishchoto. Right, it's alive, but it has a din shchita. We see with Kivayeg, he understood that Ben Bekor is there's a case, what? As if shchita happened over here. That's the point of Kivayeg. If you go to Mahalach, it's not nishchita, what shaychus? I mean, Nuz Achonim are just grappling what's the son of Ben Bekor. The point of Kivayeg, he understood there is a shchita on the Ben Bekor, already has a shchita. Nothing does not need a shchita. That's what Kivayeg is saying. All the way there's no avon what he's saying over here. He's mamshich b'Kivayeg and negate the case of chol of treifa. He began isavet ha'orach discussing that the chol of treifa, the Mitzvah says, once the treifa cannot give birth. So they cannot give birth. So the whole idea of chol shnishchata, the words gemara, it has to be really the same. There's not really the same. However, the isavet ha'orach points out his akimta over there is where it was not a treifa, it became pregnant. Then it became a treifa, then it is Reuelius aim. They were the chol shbi, regular chol deraisa. The Kivayeg declares, what's a locha when it was a treifa made chilas itzirasai? Was born a treifa, what's a locha when the milk that comes out? He gets involved, what's the side of Reuelius aim? Is it the side of being muberes or giving birth practically? Also goes back and forth, he's not clear about it. That's the second Kivayeg, what's the side over here at the Sarachian? Is the side over here that muberes or the fact you have to give birth mamish? A third of Kivayeg, really the one beforehand, a very short one, he discussed over here, it says a case of a chol of meso. What about boser meso? Is boser meso be a case of a din boser deraiso? Or be a case of only drabonon? Again, I'm in the case of ano. What's boser meso? Boser meso is a case of nevelo. So you have nevelo, a case of cholov. Is it going to be an isse bishul matayro? Or only isse bishul drabonon? What's the law in that case? So it brings down the base hillel. And the words over here is a boss of meso with a chol of chaya. Chol of chaya does not mean a chaya. Means in the verse the word meso. Means it came from a live animal over here.
Regular milk.
Means regular milk. So you have regular milk with nevela. What's a loch over here? It brings down a basil that says there are even isse deraiso. Where do we see this already? The Pesach Yeshuva on Sif Gimel discusses what's a loch of nevela with milk. He brought down there are really three cases. The geta sugev achilo, the geta bishul, the geta no. Negate Achila, he says, no Issa Achila, because it's a chalapan answer. Negate Bishol, he says, Avad is Issa Deraiso. That means the Pesach Yeshuva is saying, that's some Kivayeg, the Beisol, the same thing. No Machlekes. Negate the Sugya of Ano, that was the Mavruch of the Pesach Yeshuva. Now, Negate Ano, you look up the Beisol inside that Kivayeg is quoting, he ends off with who did Ano, he knows the Deraiso. He said a black, right? Ano is the Deraiso. Who was he? If you take the black Shulchan Aruch from the back, he's on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, and the, next to the Pichodosh is the Beis Halil, before the Pichodosh. So he writes over there, say the Bishul Deraiso, say the Noz Deraiso. We saw the Pesach Yeshuva brings down the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayis, the Kuda on the floor, wonderful Kuda over here. That's not so. The one time that I know the Maisa be case it's Motor, he Maisa brings down the Kanfeyoyna and the Sam Seifer, and the Pirgona Maisa be Machmer, Sam Seifer says that Ima Zichon Allah. And therefore, the Dad Mavava ends off not to make a Macha. Or b'meikol hevsed makom hevsed, but the ma'aser comes out in the geta and knows the home of vucha and the beisul be machmer. Those are b'meikol. But bishul, that's the Kivayeg we are saying. The bishul is the case of deraisa by case of bosom meisul, which means the case of nevelo. In sevav, the Ramos mamshach with the sugya of four separate akimtas. that the maskana of the kimti is but the ever in lochish becholze vafla kachila im bezeh elachumus ba'amal v'amekel lo yevsim. That means we have four statements the Ramah says. He says to be machmer, the end of the maisa in lochish but the ever but make lo yevsim. That means you have to know first number one what the kimti is, number two what's the reason to be machmer, and number three the maisa watch imekel. You have to know the give and take what's going on over here. So go through each statement. The first statement is, Kamal the Ramon, he brings down Mordechai. The loch is when you want to have a goy, is in your house or any place, he's cooking food, could you stoke the fire? Meaning in those days, it used to be in your house, you had an oven that would give off steam to heat up the house. You want to stoke the wood to heat up the steam inside your house. You have no interest in cooking the food. That's not your desire over here. But Maisa, the goy has his pot over there, he's cooking his food over there. Can you stoke the fire? To come to the Ma says the Maisa cannot stoke the fire. What? Because maybe inside is a bayam, inside the sugya of Bishul Basav Acholov. That's first of all, the Ma says. You can't stoke the fire. Maybe to make it practical, let's say a person in a building in Manhattan, 50 floors, 500 families, the chashmal blows, 7 o'clock in the evening. Can you fix the chashmal? You have 500 families, time for supper, people making food over there. The goyim are taking the velo with cholov, which is a bishul deraisa. They're making their beef burgers over here. Can you maisa fix the chashmal? Because mistama, what happens? The oven go back on, and whatever they're cooking, their electric oven or electric toast will go back on. They're doing it's a bishul deraisa. The chur lefid this ramah. Can you work for Con Ed when a whole block in Manhattan blows and fix it? Even 3 in the morning in Manhattan, the same thing as 7 at night some places. Maisa, can you do that and fix it? This is the kimta making it practical. I mean, in Manach, the Ramah is discussing one pot over here. In a place, if you're a betting man, 99% of the chance is that there's some cooking a bishul basav b'chol going on over here, it cannot fix it. Pashas. Now, the Ramah should be also.
You're not cooking it, you're not doing it.
What? Sorry?
You're not doing it.
You're putting on the fire. This right now. You tell me you blew an hour ago and don't put on the fire. But it blew 5 minutes ago, right? Things are still on. Things inside of the... Now, the microwave does not go on when you connect it. You have to push a button. But the toast oven and electric oven, they go on right away.
So in essence, what? They
turned it off. Yeah, but why they turn it off? It blew. Right? No, they won't turn it off. They'll worry about all the other chashmal in the palm before they worry about the oven and turn it off. So you go fix it. L'chora, this is mamash d'amo. Mestami doing it. It's the bishop. That's making it practical. So you have to know the amo be mekel in this case. Okay, this is one pot. We have 1,000 pots going. Mestami doing mamash a bishop b'chol.
Yeah, but it's nevela.
Nevela by bishul. It's the deraisa.
Like
everyone agrees to that. That's the base syllable.
You have like a
bit
of a grummer or something?
Why? Not grummer. It's a bit of a maya. It happens to me out. You put it on, the toast oven goes on right away.
You're not.
Okay, it's only on.
Why is that? That's the Ramah. That's
only been part of it, meaning the knob the guy turned. You gave it the.
It went off. Now you put on the fire. The knob he did it ready. It's finished.
That's what I'm trying to say. Meaning.
It's not grumble. It's ready to go on. You put on the fire. Fine. Let me ask you this question to different people. No one seems to agree to this. Chum over here. But Pasha, that should be Mamash Ramah over here. Now, come on, Ramah. After the Ramah, there's a shach over here. And the shach brings down with the Daik Moshe. You look up inside the first one, it's Kon Aleph. He brings down the Bein Baruch, the Mordechai, and he adds in even more than that. Okay, Masasi called Tarkula. The Kulam was also there, so. Only by Shabbos, yeah, maybe I had to mock on Shabbos. Not sure why it's Masasi called, so you should load him. But the Kulam was also meant there. Now, coming the shach, and what he says over here, being on Mordechai, he's being moistened more than Rav Ramah says. Again, the shach that came to is, can you stoke the fire of the goy with his goy's pot is there? Coming the shach, that means noch nekimto. Can you let the goy cook in your house his food, his basar? Why? Because you might stoke it. Exera otu stoking. And it might be stoking, lead a case to basar b'chalov. So the shach, further than that, you want to let a guy cook boss in your house, they can't do that, because he might stoke it. Now, on that, you cannot let him cook parv in your house. Why? Because he might stoke it. which lead to a case of Basar B'chalav. That means you have three cases over here in Tzif Aleph, on the first Akimta. There's the Ramah, the Shach's Moshe, two things. The Ramah discussing stoking in itself. That we don't do. Come on, the Shach, according to that Moshe, which brings down a Tzif over here, can't even let the guy cook in your house, Basar, because you might stoke it. A lot of boss of the Shach's Moshe, even something that powerfully can't, because you might litigate the boss that you might stoke. Those are the first of the three things it says over here. Those are the three things. Lamaish the Shach ends off. The loch is Miu Einze El Chumma Ba'almo, Ein Olam Nizar Mizeh. It's Chumma Ba'almo, the Olam of Mais is not Machma for it. So now we have to first understand what's Ramah, what's the Tzadi Mach, Mekel, is his Akimto. We understand the Shach, what's his understanding, what's going on over here. That means you have really three cases flowing around in the first stage of the Ramah. So first, and two of the Shach. The Shach is Moisif. Using the pot with Basar and the pot with Pyro.
He's saying it's a formality
of
the Basar.
Oh, we'll get to what it means. Those are the first of the three cases here. Now, first, negate the Ramah. What are you warning negate the Ramah? The Ramah does not say what the. You can't stoke it. What's inside the pot right now? Inside the pot is Basar. Inside the pot is Pyro. What are we worrying about? We're worrying about the blias that one time the guy cooked basar, one time he cooked cholov, and now he's cooking parv, and you have a bayah, a bishul, a blias basar, a bishul, a blias cholov. Or right now, in the pot, the guy has his nevela inside. And therefore, when you stoke it, you'll be cooking what? Nevela with the blias of cholov, which we already saw in the first Pesach Teshuva, is the case that I saw. Worrying about this mamoshes now, inside, only worrying about blias. So, mevuch among the achoyin and the weather people, God brings down, he says we're worrying about even blias. I mean, right now you know there's power over there. Still, you cannot stoke it. The Chochmah Zodim, the Chidah, the Bing Nam, the Bayam, it's at the Blias of Basar and Blias of Cholov. That's how Hashem, the floor, the idea says, we know already mentioned, Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. So stoke it, big deal. So cook it, be cooked again. Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. So what we're worried about over here is Dafko. What?
He said there's never a problem with Blias by Basar and Cholov, because Ein Bishul Acha Bishul?
No, with it too. If there's only Blias over here, there's no Mamoshes.
Right, right.
Yeah, so they'll come out.
Never a
yeah.
problem to cook an empty pot.
That's what will come out to see this. No, because then, no, because that's doing two different things. No, Ein Bishul Acha Bishul, we mentioned in the first couple words, Dafka, when both ready cooked.
Together.
I mean, in this pot, when it was cooked together. Because the first thing was Basar Yablias. Second thing was Cholov. They got the Blias out, and went back inside, and that's Blias also. They cooked together.
Yeah, but now they're cooking the second thing with the Blias in the first.
Right, that's
it's
enough.
The first time with them together.
No, again, you're now talking about the third thing, the parable. We're discussing that, right? The third thing. I mean, the first two are already cooked together. Nice, that's all you had. You said, now I'm worrying about that case. Worrying about these mamoshes of the veil inside right now, and then you can't come to stoke it. That's first the Kimton the Ramah, the argument of discussing Blias over here, discussing the case of mamoshes. The mice they point out that, again, this is Klor Raif the Ramah, the what's the locha and the veilah with Cholov? Is it Issa Bishul? Yeah. Well, that's the whole Kimton over here. We're worrying about the veilah with Blias over here. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense over here. That means noch right to Kivega, the base hill, the Sechetshuva. The Avad by Bishul is the Bishul of the Vela with Cholov. That's Klod the Kimto. Now the Shach ends off with the words over here. It's only Chumim Ba'amo Ve'ena Ulim Nizar Mizeh. Is those the same words as Ramah? That means the Pashi, read the Ramah, is saying a different words. Ramah says, B'devei Lachosh, V'adchila Eim Mizeh L'chumim Ba'amo, same words Chumim Ba'amo. The end of Ha'meikah Lo Yifsit. Is that different than the words of the Shach, the Olam is not Nizim B'zeh? So they point out, Pashas it is, and the words of the Chochmah Zodim, that how it explains Amor V'Meikel, if it means Toiv L'Zar, it means better not to. That means, at the end of the day, what's the Amor telling you? We have four Chumras, there's what to be Semecham B'Di'evet, it's only Chum B'Amor, but Maisa, don't do it. V'Meikel, if it, but don't do it. Yes, you want to go do, better not do. The Shach, how it's ending off, it's only Chum B'Amor, and the world's not worried about it, don't worry. The Olam's not Nizar, don't worry about it. I mean, first, the reading of the Shach and the Ramah, the Maskono, both say the Chumim Ba'almas. But the Maisa, what to go do, the Ramah is telling you better not to. Toiv L'Zar, where's the Chochmah Sodom? The Shach is telling you, don't worry. There's your Shemaim out there, but don't worry.
The Shach was after
the Ramah. Yeah.
No,
building upon, yes.
The reason why they wrote that
the Zohar,
but the Ramah says so.
Oh, no. Now the question is, once saying two different things here, now, what is the Shach going back on there? Shach ends off, don't worry. He has three options what he's going back on. He's going back to the words of Ramah, going back to the case of the Mordechai, going back on the case of Parva. That means there are three cases over here. There's Ramah's case, stoking. There's the Mordechai's case of what? Of cooking boss inside the guy's house. Then there's a shas itself of even parav inside the Yid's house. What's he ending off with? Don't worry about. What's he ending off with? So come on the Minchas Yaakov, and the Behater brings down that way, very clear as to Kohen Tazayin, we've got Imre Baruch, the Bakil, the Baruch Shulchan, he brings all this in that way, we say, no, Vada, that's Pshat. He's coming to say, don't worry about the Mordechai's Chomro. We're discussing a case where the guy wants, Maisha, can the guy cook in your house for Leishiks? Can he cook his own Isser inside your house? The words of the Ramah, the Shach is, Bosser, someone gives the Bosser Isser. What about the Vela? Can you let a guy cook in your house? That's what the Shach says, don't worry about that. Love cooking in your house. We're not worried about that concept. Don't worry about that. That's what he's saying. The Ramah, that's a whole different thing. Can you stoke it? That's a different story. That's what Ramah says, Toiv Lizar. That means the case, what's the reason for that? Why be more making the Shach over the case of the Ramah? My father said, it's Gzeiro Gzeiro. What are we saying over here? Don't let the guy cook in your house, because he might stoke it. Well, it's exactly there. Why are we machmen that far? Therefore, what the Shach is saying to me, make on the Mordechai Zekimto, and not the Ramo. That's one way to understand the Shach. A second way, by the Shulchan brings down the crazy, which says, no, that case cannot let a guy cook in your house inside Basa Isser. You can't. What the Shach is saying, not to worry about it, is the last thing, Hudin Meshadva by Paravo. Can you let a guy cook Paravo inside your house? Oh, that says, no, don't worry about Parav inside your house. That's the Aslan of being down on the third case. But let a good cook inside your house, boss, is that you can't do. Atzad HaShlishi, Pirgonim seems to go this way, Numus HaKhoim are very clear, the Chidol, the Yad Avram, the Pesach, the Shulchan, the Yudah, going back to Ramon. Ramon, the Maestad says, over to Machmer, he says, no, the Maestad, for this case, even though he said, Toy Lazar, and all three Kim, this Nam, this Kim, they're not knows about it, don't worry about it. That means there's a big mavuch among the achrenu. What is the shach has this kum over here? Don't worry. On which case is it going on? Is it on the Ramah? Again, the those one time is going back in the Ramah, and therefore we'll have a heter. Don't worry about it, it's mutter. Or no, the pashas is going back either in the Mordechai or thyself the against the Mordechai, and don't worry. Let good cook in your house, but still kol ma'isa be also. Or chol pakas toiv lizar. It's my focus, yeah. What's the Shach?
No,
but
if you're saying
it's an
Mashach,
number one, could be your Pasha is saying two different words. Just Taitra is in two
different words. What if it says neither? It just says Ein Alechom Mabalma. What does that mean?
It means Ein Alechom Mabalma.
You ask for you, that's your
master. That's one that's...
Now... Come on, the Ramani ends off on this akim to the Mekel Yifsin. We have this chum over here. Now, Maisa, why is saying not to worry about it? What's the reason over here? So, really, after the first on the Ramani's akim to, what is akim to? It's talking about Mamashis or discussing case of Lius over here. So, discussing case of Mamashis over here, come on with some safe and Truman, he says three reasons why at the end of the day the Mekel Yifsin. Either he says, first of all, we have Mamashis over here, Bosser, being cooked inside. But who said the pact ever had milk inside? Maybe there's never cooked milk by the guy at all. It's Aleph. Second, he says, maybe the case over here of Shishim. Number three, maybe the case of the pot over here is Enim Neyoymoy. For these three reasons, that's why at the end of the day, the Mekel Yifsid. If the Tzad of Pelias, Kamala Cheshulchan says two more reasons why to Mekel. Number one, Ein Bishlach HaBishul. And number two, because it's not Derech Bishuloy. That's how you cook things with two Pelias. So we have five reasons to Mekel discussing the word about the Sugya of Pelias. That's Shadow Bear. We say Stam is not Neyoymoy. Which now will lead to, I think, what's bothering you over here. Is there a din a person cannot do bishul or any ben yoymai on something that ought to ben yoymai? That means, can you cook basar and can I take basar and cook it in a pot of any ben yoymai of chalav and go give it to my guy to go eat? I can eat it, whatever, not for me, for the guy. Is an isa bishul on basar when the chalav is any ben yoymai? What comes out from this case? Because Stamkli and Ibn Yomar, why be Machma over here? So the Pesach Shuvah on Siv Gimel earlier, he brings down the Chamud and Neil, which is coming from us by Siv Vav. It says, Maisa not to go do that. Why? Because he says, from the Ramal to here, we see the concept to worry about a case of Ein Ibn Yomar, and therefore, if you know your pots Ein Ibn Yomar, the Maisa not to go cook it. Not to go do it. Now, Atzal Hashani, we be kivegah by us and sevav. It's a ma'aser. The whole Gemara and the Vayezar says this is isav enim ben yomai or to ben yomai. Only gave the sugya v'achila. Why say it by case of bishul? Did be kivegah and the Chasam Shoyv and Shuva says enim ben yomai the ma'aser is mutter. There's no gzera of bishul of enim ben yomai or to ben yomai. So for tzedek ben shchai kavachai and they bring it down this way. I in the ma'aser what's pshanam all. There's two ways to understand pshanam all. Is he saying Maisa to warrant any Bnei Yomai? Saying no, this case is a Bnei Yomai. What is the Chashash of the Rama? Is the way the Chassam Soifa says, why make a Leif said? Because maybe it's any Bnei Yomai. Any Bnei Yomai is Motor. The way the Chamu Daniel, the Pesach Shuvah is being announced, saying no, we're worrying about any Bnei Yomai. That's the problem over here. Even any Bnei Yomai can be Machmak, it's a Bishul. That means, what is the halacha by Bishul by any Bnei Yomai in the case of Cholov? Is a Mutter also? Again, those who want Taina, Pashas, Kivag is saying, also, well, the Maish is Motor. Chamu Daniel is saying, that's Chumad Dama, Toiv Lizar. Toiv Lizar, nothing to get of Toiv Lizar. So the Shlishi, Maish is a Yad Yehud, that Keshuvah says, not Toiv Lizar, it's also Medinoi. And one time, there was a Chazal asked, "Any bnei yomai or other bnei yomai by achilo? Who didn't by the case of Bishul? It's mamash also. How do you ever cash your apart? Well, never case of the raisa.
But if there's an iser to
wait. We're talking about Bishul of a boss of a chalo. We cash the water. How do you cash things? Have the bleus and have water goes out. Any bnei yomai we're not going to talk about Bishul, but is a Bishul boss of a chalo? There was a Bishul sorry, sir. By boss of Bechol, Ben Yom is also?
Yeah.
So, any Ben Yom is exactly Ben Yom. By Bishul, by Shai, so is it Bishul by Shai, sir?
Ben Yom?
Ben Yom.
Oh, Ben,
no. No, so how do you kasher?
No, by
kashering is the water. Is the Shai, what?
By
so, yeah, please, the boss of Bechol, water comes out. The boss of Bechol already is also. There's no, Ein Bishul Achel Bishul. There's no problem with kashering something through water. Now, come on, Kivager. And he gets involved with Abbas says over here, the Isser to stoke the case over here. And he gets involved with the Sugya in his Kavan. This is a breakdown of Kivegi into five stages of what he's saying over here. First, he says, the Loch is he cannot stoke it. He has a Kasha, Lamaiso, why can you also to stoke it? Lamaiso is in his Kavan. Loch and Kola Tarkulo. The Loch is in his Kavan, Lamaiso is Mutter. I can tell me, Kola Tarkulo, or in his Kavan is Mutter. In the case of a, I said Maisa, he told me it's a case of Sikresha. Sikresha called Torah Kula, Abai, Rav, everyone agrees, Maisa be Osir. He says, what's Sikresha here? Do you know for sure that in this case of Kin Stokit, there's Bosa with Bleas of Cholv inside? Why is it a case of Sikresha? They have one time, this should be a case of Enemus Kavish Mimotor. He says, the aside over here, you have to know what the definition of Sikresha is. This Sikresha. We do not know what's going to happen. Lahabo, the psik ratio lisha ovar, something in the past over here. And that means he says yisoidim psik ratio, which the oilim know from ksubas davov. Anyone who learns ksubas davov, every shi klali, they mention this concept. You know from Shabbos, other sugyas. But the idea over here by psik ratio, what's a classic example? You go kisei safshul mito, you take a bench, one place and other on Shabbos, will make a hole upon the ground. Sometimes it will, sometimes it won't. That's called eidim eskaven. If 100% it will, call up Sikresha. The case of Enemus Kavan Sikresha means in the future, what will happen? Over here, the question is L'sha'ovar. I do not know the Metzias. That means if there was a police of Cholov inside, it's every single time you did an act of Bishul Basim of Cholov. It's 100%. Not one time yeah, one time no. It's 100%. There's no police of Cholov inside. It's 100%. There's no Bishul Basim of Cholov. So what are you lacking? The lack of the knowledge whether it's bleas of cholov inside. That's called psikresha l'sha'avar. But lashon achron, they call it sub-psikresha. Or some they use one long terminology, sub-psikresha l'sha'avar. It's really a double thing. They call it sub-psikresha l'sha'avar. That, Kivega says, has nothing to do with any miskaven. Any miskaven, I don't know the future. Here, I don't know the past. Therefore, sub-psikresha l'sha'avar, and myself is definitely get a psikresha also. This Kivega is brought down by the Bialoch and Simon Shinta Zayins of Gimel, Echiltil Labol the Sha'avar. Aleph. This is a gracious also. That's what he starts off with first. He goes on further, fine, Psik Ratio. But now, if so, should be dependent upon the Sugyo of Psik Ratio by the case of Loini Chalai. Machloik is Toysus on the Oruch, again, the Elmshin of Mksubis Davov, or Shabbos Davkov Gimel, or other places. The Aloch over here, what's the Halacha psikresha the loy nichlei, and they point out loy nichlei loy ichbis like Kol Taisus the same thing. Our case is loy ichbis like same halacha. Kol Taisus loy nichlei is case of rabbanon. Kol the orach loy nichlei is a case of that's mutter. And do we say the case of psikresha loy nichlei by shari surim? Because I'm kiveger that the orach right mezal fayai in the case of kodshim over there. Therefore, who did him say be a case of mutter via psikresha to loy nichlei? Therefore, true is psikresha, but psikresha loy nichlei might be mutter. Kol the orach. says, oh, wait a second. This idea that's true, that's the Aruch. But Maisi, be the Rosh, there's a Taisis, one of them brings it down. That Psychosh Manichlai to be making the Aruch only by Shabbos and not by Shari Surim. What's the chilek? By Shabbos and Sugim Lech, Machshav is also Tariyah, no Machshav, no Shivat over here, Loy Nichlai. Mashengim, Shari Surim, you don't have a head of Melech Machshavis. Therefore, a case of Psychosh Manichlai, the Maisi should be also. That's second. Third is, now he goes back what he said, the Aloch of Psychosh Lashava should be also. Maisi says, look in the Taz, the Simish Taz Zayins of Gimel, over there saying Pshat in the Torah, the Taz says that let's say you have a flies inside a small box, not a big box for a different reason, but you have flies inside a small box, make it practical. Your small refrigerator, you have flies inside your box. Can you, the small refrigerator, close the door? There'll be flies inside. What's Shaila Tzedah? During an act of Tzedah on Shabbos. It's a case that is secretial, Deloy Nichalei, and you don't know if the flies inside the box. So what's the case over there? If there are flies inside the box, 100% Tzedah. There are no flies inside the box, 100% Mutter. Subsequent Shalosh Avar. We just don't know the facts if there are flies inside the small refrigerator over here. What's the halacha? We don't know. He doesn't know. Are there and the refrigerators? Yes, there's a tzad to say there are flies. Same thing in the garbage bag. You want to close it, lock it up. One to one cashier. Are the flies here? What time the flies around the garbage bag? You have to check? Don't have to check? What's the halacha in the case? Can you close it? In a small bag. So do you have to check? Says the Taz, the mice it's mutter. Sub is the gracious Shova Nichol Gedav Dovish Amos Kavan. If so, says the Kivegar, the mice don't want me to make a over here. It's a sub is the gracious Shova, the Taz brings down from the Bach, the mice it's mutter over here. Should not be a problem. If you want to tie over here, the same you side. The what's the case over here? You're not sure if there's milk or bleeds inside. And therefore, the feed the Taz, the mice should be mutter. Now the Maisel, he's saying it's Osir, and then he says, where is the Maisel? I'm saying what he said. This is what he said so far. He said the Maisel should be Mut over here. He does say the fourth thing over here, and why am I saying this for? I'm trying to Mlamas Chosna Ovid Rachim, which I have a big problem with that statement over here. I mean Lamas Chosna, Ramos Mekel. Mekel is a. It's Ramos. The Ramos already was a Mlamas Chos. The Ramos already said, but he ever not to worry about. The Ramos already said, the Mekel Lohifsid. So he said, I'm coming to Malamet Schos. I'm trying to defend why the Oved Rachim. I don't know what you come to go do. I'm already to that. I'm not clear what in the world Kiyagin wants.
He answered the Kasha. He has a Kasha. It's creation.
He has no Kasha. Again, but the Ramah is matter it.
And
the Ramah, what's... No, Pshan Ramah already had five reasons why the Ramah is saying Mutter. What does he want? I have no idea. What's his Limit Schos when the Ramah already has a Limit Schos, already says Mutter? But
the
Maestro...
Why
did the Goy's not there? We're not accused of it. The Maestro, they point out, on this case of subsequation, according to Mekivegi, saying we have a title of the Maestro to make, the Mishabu and Simon Shinda Zayas of Gimel, when he brings it down, he does not bring down this chilik of the Mekivegi. But the Maestro, he passes the Loch, the Maestro, he wants to watch the Loch of subsequation, brings down the Rai from Mishonim, the Ramban, and the Meiri, says the Maestro is Mutter. Mutter. So if you think about it, if it's Mutter, Kivegi is saying, who's answering it? Ramah's answering it. So how could come along, the Mishnah Berurah say, it's Mutter? And he knew of Kivegi. He brought down the first part of Kivegi. When the Maestro, what's Kivegi saying? The Ramah's saying it's also. So why didn't the Mishnah Berurah bring down the Maestro, the Ramah's answering it? I came along, Kivegi is saying, I'm leaving it closer over Drach to go against the Ramah. That means at the end of the day, he's saying, the Ramah's saying nothing. I'm trying to defend those who go against the Ramah. I mean, the Cholopach of the Mishabuah should have brought down that the Ramah is against him. Kveg is saying that the Ramah is answering it. Except, I'm coming to Malam and Tzchus over here. So the Maestro coming to Mefarshim, they point out, Yish lo da harbi the Kveg. That means again, Kveg is saying the subsequation of Shavar, who are the Taz by Shabbos, same thing by Shari Surim. Coming to Numus Achoinim, they point out, Yish lo chalik harbi. The case by Shabbos, subsequation of Shavar, is what? Is this, you don't know, lo nichalei. But Lichle, but the Maestro, you don't know Matisse, so there's Psalm Menachem Bamshevis. Therefore, come on the Mogan Ovis, Mogan Ovis lived the same time in Kivegi, it says, the Avadi cannot compare the two Sugyas. Shabbos, you have a head to Menachem Bamshevis. So, it's a gracious Lish over the Maestro, can be Michael. He in the Gate of the Shari Surim, what is that called? It's called Savak Deraiso. What's the Lach of Savak Deraiso? Lachumro. We're not sure, what is it? It's a Savak Deraiso. So, what's Savak Deraiso? Savak Deraiso, Lachumro. Different Lam Lahoyal, and the Salman Meltzer, and the Shisha Shabbos, and Chalkas Yaakov, and Shalman Zalman, and the Mishmuel, and Ksubis, and the Scheinberg, and the Shmir Shabbos, and Chavdas, all say, what's the Dimin over here? What Shaykh is? There's a chiluk over here, just like you Kibbeh itself said made this chiluk. In the Urach between Shabbos and Shai Surim, Avad in this case is a chiluk over here, versus the case of subsequation, the case of the Taz versus Shai Surim. And therefore there is. What? It also might be Malacha Shein Tzivu Gufo, but no, Shabbos. No, it might also, I didn't say only, also. Gamkin. My says Ein Miskavin. Nichli said Ein Miskavin, but Machmav Shabbos. Machmav Shabbos. My Shenkin. It could be, it's not always, because if it's Nichle, it's not Lachem Tzichel Gufay. But still, Nichle in Miskavim, in Miskavim, Maisa is Mutter. Mash Enkin B'Shar Yisrim, no Shaykhah, Shar Yisrim Maisa, it should be Osir. And therefore, they have a Kash on Kivagir, and they'll answer why the Bialacha left it out. He has no right to their mother, most of the cause in case of Shar Yisrim. The fifth stage who came along with the Kivagir, he says, the Maisa, no Chavis de Mekel, he gets from Machlek, he's Raj, but in the Torah, what's the reason why he says, Stam Kli, Enim B'nei Yomai? According to Rashba, the reason is because maybe you're not mavashal with it, and even if he did, maybe it's only case of Bishop B'mayim, and therefore here, yeah, we'll have a sex cycle. You go to the case of the Torah. The reason over here is maybe it's not B'nei Yomai, maybe this thing is nice time of Kam. You want to say this halacha is Negetu, only Achil is a Nafkamino. But Negetu, the case of Bishol, it's got the case of Bishol there, it's Kula Chodesh Sveikei, there's no Nafkamino, and Kula Sveikei is the Shach and Sim Kuf Yud. According to him, Lachor should be a Bayal there. According to the Torah, there's Kula Chodesh Sveikei, you don't have a case of sex cycle. I'd kind of get into the five stages of the Kivagir. By Bishul is, but there's no sex cycle. Einim b'nei yom is lefkam, and by noislam lefkam is lefkam. By achil is nafkamino. B'tzad the Bishul, they're both lefkam. It's a kula chodesh sveikei. That means, again, this is the five stages he says over here. Kivagir, read them slowly. He says 5 points. Number one, he gets involved in his kam, segregation, lishover. Number two, he gets involved in the Oruch and Taisis. Number three, he goes back to segregation, lishover, in the case of the Taz. Number four, he says, come to Lamas Chus, the Ovid Drachim. Number five, he gets involved in the Kala sex cycle, the Gay to Stam Kliyan of the Yamari. Fine, that's the first that came to the Ramah. Second that came to the Ramah. First, what's the case? Again, coming from the Ben Baruch, from Mordechai over here. He has a case over here where a person, when he washes the dishes, of milk dishes, he has leftover water, leaves some chalav inside. Then he takes, again, he washes the dishes of fleishiks, and he, inside this bucket, he has leftover water of fleishiks inside. Now he takes the two waters and he mixes them together. The loch is to take the water and give it to his animal. He cannot do it, it's osobano. Again, you have a case over here of water that's fleishiks and water milks, mix them together, the mice is osobano, cannot give it to the animal.
Together with
hot. Oh, first question is, what are you discussing? Is it hot or cold? That's the first question over here. What's the bayah over here? It's coming with the shach, and he says, it's causing a case that's hot over here. Shach is very clear, right? It's on your test. It's causing how they mix them together. The case over here that's hot. Rechodesh crazy, they went this way. The case over here that's hot. On the tzad that's hot, it's an obvious question. So why else bishul? Why is it only osir mitzad the sugya of Aino? How do you mix them together without the sugya of Bishul?
Have
you
washed the dishes? It's not yet.
What? Sorry? No, that's two different things. Vash and Vash, put them together. Everyone agrees to. So how in the world do you... Vega, ask me to know, how do you mix them together, Bechlal? Your Shulchan says, what's he saying no more? Don't give it to the animal. Question is, cannot mix them together. Then with the Minchas Yaakov, we're telling Kivager, on the page it says over here, what's the Kimto? The Kimto here is cold. Mix them together with cold. Then we have two ways to understand first the Ramah. So how to cold, and you have to answer and define each one. If it's cold, why is it by Abishal? Why is it by Abishal? That means you have to answer first how the Shach understands it, and the second how the Minchas Yaakov understands it. You have two ways to understand what the Chumah of the Ramah is. To go through each one.
But if it's
Steiner,
there's no problem.
Of Ano. Right, so you have to answer. Each one has a problem. By Bishul of a Bayah, why is it also mitzvah the sugya? No, sorry, if it's hot, you have a Bayah mitzvah sugya Bishul. If it's cold, you have a Bayah mitzvah sugya mitzvah. No, that means you have to answer each one. That's two ways of learning the Ramah over here. So first, on the tzad of the shach, the case over here, it's hot, and therefore you cannot give mitzvah the sugya. No, what happened to tzad the sugya of Bishul? So there are different ways of answering this question. One is the Yad Avram on the page where he says over the Chagur Shmuel. He says all very simple. Echnami, Aidi v'Aidi. We took mili di mili k'toni. This one and that one. Took the sugya v'anah could be in the case of Bishul also. What you think about it really is a chiddush, because really what happened first, Bishul happened before the case of anah. It's a chiddush, but pashto, he says, Echlami took Bishul, took anah, Echlami case of Bishul. Chiddush. Where the crazy.
Why is the chumrah?
Why is it?
Chumrah.
Why is it chumrah? Oh, so we'll get that also. The Atzel Sheni, or another mahalach to answer this question.
Can we guess too loud?
Yeah. The Yeah, the second way, Kamal the crazy. And he says the case over here is a case we have a Savak Shishim. And the guy did it. When he discussing the case, mix him together, and you're the one who wants to serve it. Biradover. The way I explain it is very important, you said. Negeta Mir Lanachri, everyone knows by Shabbos, Mir Lanachri is also. Negeta Sharasim, what's the luck of a Mir Lanachri? Gemara Bamatzil, Tav Tzadi. It's a boy. Gemara has a question, you boy to leave Shitah. We don't pass on what the luck is. Therefore, the psak is neged to a mil anochi by sharisu by the rices, so the rice lachumro, by the abundance the mice will be makel. That's the klal. Therefore, for example, the loch neged to Shabbos, you want guy wants to mow his own lawn, and he wants to borrow your lawnmower. Can you lend it to him on Shabbos? He's like, he knocks your door. Can you give me the kli iser? Do him a loch on Shabbos. Says a loch in the end of simin shin zayin to give him your kli. Hakam is not doing it for you, but since he needs you, with nichlus sugya amir l'nochi, he cannot do that. You can't give him your kli amir l'nochi. Therefore, the bialocha writes at the end of Simon Shem Zayin, a guy knocks on your door and says, can I use your pot to cook my levela inside of it? And can you give me a pot that has blis of cholov inside? He says, to go give him that pot, it's nichlus sugya amir l'nochi of a deraisa, because in the levela of blis of cholov deraisa, he cannot give him the pot. That means amir l'nochi, they get it by Shari Yisroel, by the Raisa, we're going to ask for it. That's first the cloud. That's a Bialocho. Why again, the Vela? Give him your pot, Samir Lach, it's also. Come on, the crazy over here, and he wants to tell you, no. When in the case of Savak Shishim, so they get it to you, I'm Sada Sugivano, it's also Savak in the Raisa. And they get it to over here, the guy over here, it's a Savak in the Mir Lachi, a Mir Lachi case of the Rabbanon, the boy of the Ishto. So Savak in the Mir Lachi, in the case of the Rabbanon over here, the mice will be makel, let the goy mix it together. So the kimbo was discussing to be makel of it, to mix the two things together. Why is it also special? Because the goy did it. And there might be shishim. Mitzad no, you having it, no, that for you, the mice is also. Kiddush, that's the kimbo over here. A third way of answering the question, Kivega on the page over here, he wants to answer that over here that the water all together gets mixed together. This one has, let's say, 40 times, and this one has 40 times. Together is going to be only gezayis of either bas or chalav with a case of 80 times the amount. You have a case of shishim over here. Negeya to the sugya of being mavatl in shishim over here. Negeya to an isra chila and isra no. He wants a tiny of a bayav, also mavatl isra chila. Negeya to visual, he wants a tiny, maybe there's no isra mavatl isra chila. That means he says yisoid over here. But he wants to say the pshat over here. Negeya to, you have a case of shishim over here, vada shishim. But negeya to sugya of bishul, who says any isra of being mavatl isra. That means alochet simen tzadik tesifai. You cannot mavatl isra. That's only negate to the sugya of achila. Negate to the sugya of another go hand in hand. Right. Negate to in the official, there's no iser. Oh, so now, now first again, we have three pshatim first. Hand in hand with the cases over here. Hot. Either you can say mili mili k'toni, or you can say the crazy ob kiveger. Now to take up kiveger to the stand now, what is ob kiveger saying? Is it true this concept, the whole idea of aim of vatal isla achila only applies to achila, not anything else? So, as far as the way the Meisher does it, Siva explains, Avad Mavatl Isser applies to all Isser. Avad applies. Not Mavatl Isser. Sai by Achila, Sai all Isser. Right. Go by everything. Pashas. What he means over here specifically is negate the Sugya of Basa B'Cholav. Well, I can Basa by itself is Mutter. Cholav by itself is Mutter. You're not Mavatl Isser. You put them together, you do an act of Bishul, and that became us over here. So, Miyuchal by Bishul of Basa B'Cholav, there is never an Isser over here. Not that there isn't Isser Sharisim. Sharisim Avadik not Mavatl Isser. But by Bost Becholov, you once had there's no Isser. Bishul only by Achil, only by Anon. Kilo had to matter, right? And there's no Isser because it never came Osser. Never came Osser. That's the story, the Shaila, the question of Kiveger, the end of Torahian.
And why can't we do
the first one? For Bishul, we can. Maybe. That's the question. Maybe that's the case. You can.
Why should Achil be different?
No, we're all Machman Achila. You might not do correct Bishul, amount over here. That's the swallow of it to Machalik.
You should have seen Chashna Bishul. If you less of a Bishul,
you're totally. That's the side of it. That's the swallow here. The Maiso, the Rina Prim Godim, is Simit Sadik test.
The real Hatter, you said it is Mutter, and then to eat it.
That itself might be a Gezerah, you're saying. A real Hatter.
No, you can eat it.
No, over here, we're talking about you can have enough of it. I have Shishim over here, Kim Avakos on Chilo. Here, asking it. We're asking, can I have enough? Can I have enough from it, right? Either shishim over here, there is shishim over here. Right. There is shishim. You mix it together. You can have enough from it. Either shishim, we're not going to let you have enough from it. because you did it for that reason.
Became Aser.
You did the kavana because it's nichol again of mezid.
Take milchik and put it into water, make it not milchik. It's mutter to eat it.
Not the mezid. That we said also in Tak Tesav Vav. Not the mezid. This is the mezid. Don't be mezid, right?
Not the mezid by making the water.
No, not the mezid to have not to put it inside the meat.
You said you could do it.
No, he said you cannot do the mezid to put it inside the meat. He said you can't do it with mezid. He said once it's done already, you're allowed to put it inside. But cannot.
Once it's done.
Yes. The Maisa, the Svar Mignam Kiregir, he himself and the Sorachi, and before Shapir, we got him and said, the Maisa, what to Machab to one versus other, and the Maisa, he's Machme, even in case of Bishl, definitely getting the Vatlishat Chila, same Svar here, and therefore the Makil brings it down this way, and the Vada Shulchan says, since we have a Svar Kiregir, a Vada Pirim Godim, ain't Svar Mitzvim Dei Vadai, we'll equate the two over here, and therefore the Loch is Sai by Chila, Sai by Bishl, will be Machme and say, this is Issa being Mavashal, the gate to Mavashal Issa, let Chila by Boss, case of Boss of Macholov. That's the case of its hat. The Gaita case over here, if the mixture over here is cold, the question over here is the Maiso, can a person, lechatchilo, do an act of kvisho, an act of melicho, by the case over here when it's bos b'cholov, and go sell it to a guy? Basically, can I do kvisho, melicho, only abundant and have enough of it? Can I go do that? I can't. So the Maiso, kvege be enough for minchas Yaakov, we saw it over here. Just kvisha, straight kvisha. Take basar, leave it inside your milk for 24 hours, has a blias of cholov inside, can I sell it to a guy? No, I know, I bedas, but kavona, can I put it inside milk, leave it 24 hours? What? No, it's the same idea here, you mix it together, you mix it together, it's all more out. But it's got mixed. It's intertwined. Now you have basar and cholov together. It's intertwined. I mean, you put milk inside the meat only 24 hours. You have cracks and crevices, would be the same thing.
You can make the coffee powder with the milk and eat it with flakes on purpose.
Because they asked it out 6 hours. Whole different ballgame. That was one. The whole different.
But the together,
that's what Kiregir writes in Shuvah, Chelik Alvin. That's what people got over there writes on the Shach. He said, read the Shach slowly. He said, Dafka once was done, not like a pilo.
But there's club is 6 hours.
That was another, yeah, that's a different point. Now, they point out that from this Kiregir, being another Minchas Yaakov, it's saying over here that I will have a kash and sif aleph. The loch over there is mutubano. The machalik. Over there is costing maybe a case of the Yevit. Here it's costing, we do a lachat chilo. And therefore, the Dakachuva, the Kavachayim, brings down Echlam and Chadchila, don't do that. That's the Chumrah of the Ramah. The Chumrah of the Ramah of Toiv Lezor is not to create a Bliya of Chol inside Bosa to have enough from it. Agam, it's Mutribana, once you did that, that's Sif Aleph. But go do that. The Maisa, that's the Chiddush of the Ramah over here. Now, do you have a right? The Shach disagrees. The Chul, you have no right? The Shach disagrees. He's saying the case over here is hot. But maybe the case of Kol, maybe he agrees to it. So again, we have a Chiddush according to this Mahalach over here. Now, there are those who say not the way. This is a Ben Ishchai, this is Yalki Yosef, and Tainan, the Maisa, Mutal, Achila, even to go mix together. But the Maisa, they point out very clearly that the Satri Machmavir, the Toy Lezor of the Amor, is not to mix one with another till Achila to have an art of it. It's a Chiddush, but that's what comes out of here. Now, the Maisa, not that's the Satri Machmavir. The Maisa, at the end of the day, the Mekalo hears it. What's the reason for that? It's very simple. If it's cold, why to answer it? Very simple. It's a Chum and Balmo. This creature finds it. We should not go do it, but once it's done, don't worry about it. On the tab that's hot over here, Maisa, why would make a little hifsid? Maisa, yeah, please, possible, call it, be cooked together. How can you go give it to the animal? So the Aruch HaShulchan says words that when it got cooked together, it got cooked to the basar and the hot water, and you wash together the basar in itself, that was a klivishim. Then the other milchik is also klivishim. You mix them together, has together, ke'in klisheni. Klisheni is not mavashal. I'm not sure how exactly it's saying. I see the Baruch HaShulchan brings that Aruch HaShulchan says, don't understand exactly what he's saying. When you mix it, it's either going into one cleavishin or the other cleavishin. If it's boiling hot over here, what's going on over here? Or the whole box of the case of the Iwa is also Mavash cleavishin. I don't know how to answer clearly why I'm making a leifsid. If that according to Shach. It's a good kashya, it's so strong. I mean, because Yaakov said that's not the case over here. It must be a case that's cold. And he has to mechadish a chumra ba'alma that you cannot do a case of transferring tam, lead to a case of no, gamanos motor. But that's again, it comes out called the Shach. You should know why I'm making a leifsid. Third case over here, Kamal Vemon, he has a case where a person, he makes shampoo inside a kli, and this is the Matzias, what happened over there in those days. There used to be, in those days, you want to heat up the house, you had a oven over there, and you had a kli inside over there, and you have wood over there, and they would burn the wood. The wood, the maisel, because without the kli inside the oven. First, you have an oven over there. You have wood there, fine. You We heat up the house after the wood. What happens? There are ashes there. After wood burns, there are ashes. Now, in the same place where you heat up the house, you also, in the same place, you put your pot of chol there and you cook it there. And the mice, what happens? Sometimes the ingredients overflow and they go inside the ashes. Then the next day, you cook your milk inside and it overflows and it goes inside the ashes. It's very simple. You cook the milk in the flesh, exactly. It's open, no big deal, no problem. You're allowed to do that. The mice, you have in the ashes, you have leaves of balsa, you have leaves of cholov. Now, you take these ashes now, you put it inside the kli, and you put other ingredients inside with these ashes, you make shampoo out of it. Now, you take that shampoo, you use it, no problem. What's the halacha of that kli? We're discussing the kli over here. That means the kli over here, you have ashes of leaves of balsa and cholov with other ingredients. The question, what's the halacha of that kli? Came along that board, being done in Maril, or chubra on the mice and not to use the kli. That's the akimto. Come along the kalim, they say, very good, we're discussing the kli. But you forgot, how in the world are you using the shampoo? How in the world are you using the chavivus ha'roish? Chavivus ha'roish have bleas of basa b'cholov inside. I mean, they're almost coming to us, they have a bayah with the kli. Fine, we leave this, that, water. What happened to chavivus ha'roish itself? How can you use the shampoo itself? Has bleas basa and bleas cholov? The ma'aseh l'chor, you have a bayah, and sayim inside the sugya of hano, and sayim inside the sugya of bishul. You really have to answer each one. How can you have enough from the shampoo? And how can the ma'aseh, you make the act over here, you have a bayah inside the sugya of bishul. So, to go through each one, first, between the sugya of hano, that's the shach kasha. Shach is saying, very good, discussing the kli, will happen to the shampoo itself. So, he sends you to halacha and simin tzadik dalet, sev gimel, discussing we have a plate over here, that bleas basa b'cholov, bleas basa b'cholov is osur b'hano. Osur b'hano. Can you use the plate? The halacha over there is you can use a plate. How can you use a plate? It's osur b'hano. Because you're using what? The guva dov is a plate, and only bleas inside is the iser. Therefore, you want to go use a plate, the halacha is mutter. Because the guva dov l'maisa is mutter. The only thing I want is a plate. Here also, l'maisa negate to make you shampoo. The only thing you want is the ashes. You do not want the bleas cholov. You do not want the bleas of basa. You have no interest, no desire. You just happen to be there. So what are you using for the shampoo? Using the ashes. That's the guva dov. The guva dov l'maisa is mutter. That's first you say it over here. When we come to use the guva dov and the nos from the guva dov, we don't worry about the bleas. Just like a plate. Just like by the plate. Yeah. Okay, right, that's the extending of the halacha over there. But Maya said, there's no desire, interest, kiyuzer, no shaykh, no none of it, nothing to do with the bleas. Nothing to do with you. My ishtabsh is the ashes and not the bleas. They do is a kasha, the place in the chavadas. It's very good by plate, there's no chanan and kalim. We know that from the Semitic chesuredi and say, hey, no bleas in kalim. But Maya said, why isn't there chanan and ashes over here? We have bayam tzat bos b'cholval, it's chanan over here. So they get involved in numerous sugyas of chanan. One of them is a chanan by isur or not. Maybe we'll get to a different time. Is there, in this case, discussing isur or not? Maybe chanan only negates sugyas of achila, not negates sugyas of isur or not. And therefore, the place you get involved with numerous sugyas, why not to worry about the sugyas of chanan? It's chanan of only upon over here. Maybe it's chanan of isur. Different sugyas over here. But ma'isa, that's the side of the shach. There's a guva dov over here. And therefore, no isur inside the sugyas of not. The guva dov is the ashes and not the bleas.
I think the ashes are looking for the place using the same rabbi.
How do you keep the oven?
Your
Now I'm going to tell the sugya of bishul. Now you have another bayah. I'm going to tell the sugya of bishul. Again, we have two questions. Open oven, maybe. That's not a problem with open oven. Our ovens are closed ovens. Everyone knows that many clients have two separate ovens, except for certain people. Fine. Now, negate to the sugya of bishul, what happens to the idea of effective barahita will be on the page. That's why just kasha doesn't answer it. So first, understand how they're answering it. There seems to be again a basic fundamental machlokes over here in the sugya of nisin tam levkan legate to basa b'cholov. That means we saw the first pesach teshuva. He brings down that from the Rambam. There's no het of ein derech achila by basa b'cholov. That means again, you take iser, you wrap it up with a napkin, and you swallow it. There's no din deraisa by shari surim. That's why people buy medicine; they wrap it up. But basa b'cholov, those who's heters can be filled in their eyes, in their chachila. Therefore, negate in noisin tamal of gam by basa b'cholov is zira heter. That means you have over here the bleas inside the ashes and noisin tamal of gam. Is zira heter or noisin tamal of gam by basa b'cholov? Kamal the chavadas who was tiny the heter noisin tamal of gam is in their chachila. Therefore, noisin tamal of gam is not a heter by basa b'cholov. Not a heter by basa b'cholov. Mash enkin. If you're going to quote this concept down, this is what you're talking about. The side of the heter of Neis Tam Lof Gam is the sugya of bittul, chabit shei bottle. We learned Kof Kimmel already. that the Rash but so good, a bit too over here. It doesn't apply to Bas B'chalom, and therefore most posts can bring down the argument of Eger. And Moshe Chua said the Vada that's the way. The one time the Vada is a sugi noish tam of gam by boss b'cholov. So first we have one shaila: is there a heter noish tam of gam boss b'cholov? Is nichol the heter of the din ein derech b'shuloi? And therefore will not be a heter or not. Therefore, what's the reason why there's no getter bishul over here and the getter the sugi over here are really cooking together? So each one answers in the noish tam of gam. But the way the Chavadah says over says, I'm sorry, the way the Kwesi says it over, he wants a taina. It really depends. If it really was nois tam of kam, and then he won't do basa b'chalav, then the ma'aseh never had nois tam of kam because it never came also yet. I mean, if there's basa b'chalav, then it came nois tam of kam. There's no such heter. Therefore, once Taina, when the basa fell inside, and then the chalva over here, it really was nois tam of kam, and then they cooking them together. There's no baya basa b'chalav. My shaking all the other chaim say very simple. The bleis over here nois tam of kam. I don't care if it was afterwards or beforehand. Once nois tam of kam, there's no ista bishul there. So the second bishul ma'aseh smoter. Now, Maisa, at the end of the day, there are more ends off a Mekaloi Hifsid. What's the reason why the Mekaloi Hifsid? Ah, yeah, Maisa, you have Blias over here. So again, we have two reasons over here that are Choshulam Mizan. One, Mitzad Sugi, Nois Tam of Gam. And then, Nois Tam Mekal, Nois Tam of Gam. But the way how the Choshulam is Maisif, the Maisa, what happens? What overflows from a pot usually? The fountain ashes? Liquid. Liquid usually burns out. Usually the Mamoshis doesn't. What overflows is not usually the Mamoshis, so it doesn't get burnt out. Liquid flow usually burns out, only left the ashes, and therefore it's not there. Therefore, if I make a lift, said, why? It's dumb, there's no ester there. No bleas for Boston, no bleas for Chalab. The mice is all burnt out.
Sauce.
Again, it's either nice time. These are two reasons they throw out. Why make a lift at the end of the day? We're discussing over here the Kli. In the Kli, why it's matter the Kli? No, but negate the act of what? By no official. The two things, the Kli and the shampoo itself. Right? It's causing what shampoo and what we make on the Kli. The Kli itself either is burnt out, there is no Bas B'chalav. Or the case over here, no, in the Kli itself, it could be Nois Tam of Gam.
You're not worried about
the if it's mixed together, no, it's not Miskav, no, it's not guaranteed every time, it's not Sikratia.
Then it's not Sikratia,
the
shampoo is not
Sikratia, the Kli is not Sikratia. Why should it be water? No, it could be over time it is, but each act that you're doing cannot. Right? Every time you put something in the lavdafka, over time it will be a segregation. I mean, for sure you have the possible color inside. That's the Abishal Chabishal, maybe. Could be over here, again, it's any miskaven with no segregation, Masha, you're taking the ashes, mom, miskaven. That'll be a better way of saying it. One miskaven is any miskaven. When you're putting the fire on to go cook your food, it's tamazoi, not miskaven to cook up the ashes. You would take the ashes to put them in the kli to make shampoo, you come to cook them. Kavonah over here to cook them. Now, the most last case over here is when they used to have, in those days, again, an oven, and they used to want to heat up the house over here, so they'll put a pot of water inside, and then they'll heat up the water, and the water will steam up the house. Right? Some heaters in the places they have, they with water make the steam over here. So the question over here, negate this pot that you use to put water inside to steam up the house. Next to it, there's some that make the flesh sticks, some that make the milchiks. What will happen, will spray out from the pot and hit the pot of water over here. They'll spray out some of the milchiks, some of the flesh sticks, and now this pot over here, the mice is right next to it, might not please possible chalav. Might yes, might not. And therefore, come with the Bein Ruchim, and you want to tie another chum over here, this pot has water inside also, to be machmer and not to use it, because maybe as bleis possible chalav. Over here, the ma'ase, what the tzad to be mekel is, the mekel is it, to come on the Daki Moshe himself this time, living down, the reason why to be mekel is really a svara, that would not be machzik isser, we have no, not being chayshit is reyes over here, the klal will see later on more in Simon Tzadok case of Gimel, that since it's to be machzik isser, we allow dafka, who says it's sprayed, and therefore to be machzik isser, true, no kavonah, maybe it has it over here. I mean, the case inside the case of Gimel is when you find in your place you can draw your milk and your spoon to get washed together. Is it by one thing all together? So you say, "Hey, machzik yisur." So not be machzik yisur. If I make a loyif, not to worry about b'diavad. Like a tchilu, we worry about it. B'diavad, not to worry. And why the Dak Moshe says nochas over here? Who said the mice that cook next to it? But mice says main reason we're not be machzik yisur over here. The shak does end off. Mice itikli the klimateches. Rabbi Nachum is thinking the kasha itself. And therefore, the Ketzel Liban over here. Those are the four kimtas of the Ramah. Siv Zayin over here, Kamung the Mechaber, and he really has two situations. One halacha that's chayiv, and he has six cases that are potter. The case that's chayiv is a case of shlil, and boy. And the case, six cases of the Maisa potter, he writes a case of a shilia, that's a placenta. He has a case of or, he has a case of gidim, a case of atzama, a case of karnayim, the horns, a case of tlofim rakim, the soft hooves over here. Now, the halacha it says over here is potter. What does potter mean? The Kamung the Shach says potter avul osser. Nice, this case over here is our usher. So it's from Genaval with how to apply this is over here. That means they discuss first the case of bones. Now, the words over here, it says by Thomas, it says as is. By Tlofim, by the hooves, it says they're racking, they're soft. That means that Thomas, it sounds like whether are hard bones or soft bones, the Maishas should be ulcer. So first, the Geir to hard bones is the Ister upon over here. Meister, the Prim Gordon, Pishkashu brings down. The Pash is not like the Minchas Yaakov, the Meister should be an Ister Abon. I mean, the Prim Gordon discusses what's the Lach in the Geir, the hard bones, the Chur should be a case of Ister Abon. A Gam can say that no, Meister means Afka soft bones. That means, but however, the Diak over here is in the Mechaber, they said soft by the hooves, and not say the word soft by that Tzomais, and Pash is the hard bones are also the Ister Abon. What's Nafkamino? What? No, Pash is Pash, the words only going to Lofim. That's the Prim Gordon saying. That's a simple reading of it. Now, the horns, don't have, who has soft horns? I'm not sure. And the Shilia, of course, is soft, not hard. Pash going only in the last case.
No, it's the Shilia, or it's five things that it says Rakim.
You should at least put it together. I would have put that somewhere after the Kernan.
It should just the Shilia,
I will put it. I will put it at the end. Put them together. Then, if that's so, Maisha, that's Prim Gordon says. Prim Gordon, the Pesachim brings it down. That's the Pashas over here. Now, if Kamino and Moshe gets involved with over here, is the gate to the sugya of gelatin. Gelatin is made from bones. Question is, on the tzad, gelatin can be made from treifas, but gelatin can be made from things that are kosher. If they're made from things that are kosher, are gelatin parva or not? What's the fleishiks? What's the case of gelatin? So the Maisha, Moshe gets involved with his Prim Gordon. And there's Shlomo Zalman. Also, it's interesting. Also, Moshe and the Shlomo Zalman discussing bones on Shabbos. Can you take, let's say, you chilled off the fire, you're holding it still, if you put it back, and you're recooking the bones over here. And somehow they get involved with this Shach over here, and this Prim Gordon over here. What the loch is negate, is there a riot? It's very interesting how they compare the two sugyas. Is there a riot in this aloch over here? It's a bayam, it's a sugya of recooking bones on Shabbos. I didn't show them the chuvas. Moshe, at the end of the day, negate to gelatin, he says, first of all, Yesh Lodin is only Dirabonim. Maybe by gelatin, he had a bunch of other reasons why the Maisa is not fleishiks. He ends up saying gelatin is powerful. By Kol has a true gelatin, Maisa is powerful. And the Svam goes, gelatin, Maisa is powerful. We make it go as powerful over here. But one of the Svars they get involved with is how do you apply this halacha and get to gelatin made from hard bones. Now, first today, Maisa, they point out, gelatin can be made even from meat. So, Moshe, when he wrote his true 30 years ago, it was only made for bones. Today, they have a whole different sugya, and Maisa is made from meat, mamish, a different tzias over here. Therefore, you might have another problem, even though they say gelatin upon it. If it says kosher gelatin, a different place made from fish, which has its own sugar of fish and its own idea of vadis parvel, made from kosher meat, you have to find out what chilek of the meat. You get to bones, the place can say it is parvel. You get to real meat, you won't have this hatter of being parvel. For oid, the loch is what about the get to or? The shach kamung says potter of ostrich, going back to the case of or also, on the case of skin over here. So Meister Peshuva brings down the Prim Gordon, it's also saying it's itinerary abundance also over here. The Moshe Tshuva says Lulei Divrei Prim Gordon, he wants to argue. That's not Pshat the Shach. Meis, at the end of the day, in Chelev Beis Tshuva, he wants a Taina. I'm being Bata Dasa Prim Gordon. Since he wrote, Meis, you have to be Machman, or also has to get the Rabban over here. Also, it's Potter Abul Aser. Siv Ches over here is a sugya of Suvi de Chalba. Suvi de Chalba is a case of whey. I think people know the words whey from Lomis Moffat and a Tophet, separates her curd away. So the Meis, there's something called curd, something called whey. Now, in the gate to what the locha, what way is, it's clear over here, it's machlokes, places for the rush, is way, nichol geder of mecholov, or nichol geder of cholov. Chol the case of the reiso, mecholov the case of the rabban over here. The maisa, the mechabez, mitzadim, more to be machmer, and saying, the suvi the chabez, nichol geder of cholov. And the only thing we're discussing over here to be mecholov is what you separate from that, the word that separates from the way, that'll be nichol geder mecholov, the case of the rabban over here. By Medeshem, next time we'll like to finish off the simon. Slava.
Why didn't I tell you?